So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a contradiction in which Shmuel says that our Mishnah implies that the Yad of Madrani Mimcha is only effective when combined with the word Sha'ani Oichalach. But Madrani Mimcha without the word Sha'ani Oichalach is not effective at all, and the Madr remains Mutter to benefit from the Mudr. However, the Braisa states Mudr Ani Mimcha Hareza Aser, which implies that Madrani Mimcha alone without the word Sha'ani Oichalach is effective. The Gemara first explains Shmuel's statement in a way that there is no machlokes, and both the Mishnah and Braisa agree that Madrani Mimcha Hareza Aser, even without Sha'ani Oichalach. However, Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah refers to where he combined both the others, Madrani Mimcha Sha'ani Oichalach, in which case, who the Aser v'chaveir Mutter? Only the Madr, the one who made the Neder, becomes Aser, while the Mudr, the object of the Neder, remains Mutter, because the words Sha'ani Oichalach clarify that only the Madr becomes prohibited. However, when he says Madrani Mimcha without Sha'ani Oichalach, Shnein Nasurin, both the Madr and the Mudr become Aser, because as the Ran explains, Mashma Mudrani v'nechasai Mimcha u'menechasecha. The word Madrani implies that both I and my assets shall become prohibited to both you and your assets. Therefore, a two-way Isra is created for both of them. However, this understanding is contradicted by a later Mishnah on Def Mem Zayin, which states, Hareini alecha va'at alai, shnei masurin. Only when he clearly specified that he's making a neder both ways do they become asr, which implies hostama, hu asr v'chaver mutr. But where he only said madrani mimcha, only the madr becomes asr, but the mudr remains mutr. After another explanation of Shmuel is rejected, the Gemara concludes that we must go back to our original understanding of Shmuel's statement, and that according to Shmuel, there is a machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah holds that Madrani Mimcha without the words Sha'ani Oichalach is not effective, because Yadayim She'en Mechichos Lo Yavin Yadayim, an inconclusive Yad, which is not a strong indication of Isser, is not effective. And the Madrani Mimcha alone does not indicate Isser, because Madrani Mimcha can also be interpreted as Lo Mishtein Radach, I will not speak with you. Mefreshani Mimcha can also be interpreted as Dula Avinna Imach Masamatan, I won't do business with you. Merechakni Mimcha can also be interpreted as Bloy Ke'imna B'dalat Amas Dilach, I won't stand within your four Amas. However, the Braisa holds Mudr Ani Mimach Hareza Aser, Madrani Mimcha without the word Sha'ani Oichalach is effective, because Yadayim She'en Mechichos Havin Yadayim, even an inconclusive Yad is effective. This is also Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Itma Yadayim She'en Mechichos Abaye Amar Havin Yadayim v'Rava Amar Loi Havin Yadayim. Rava explains, as the Gemara mentioned on Daf Gimel, Yadis are derived from the words Nazr Lahazr in the Pasuk, Isha Isha Kiyafli Linder Neder Nazr Lahazr Lashem. Makish Yadis Naziris Le Naziris, Ma Naziris Bahafla, Af Yadis Naziris Bahafla. Just as the Ikar Lash Naziris requires a clear expression of Naziris, so do Yadis Naziris require a clear and conclusive expression. And this drasha applies to Yadis Nedarim as well because of the Hekish of Nedarim to Naziris. This also seems to be a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim. The Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin regarding Loshen Get, the wording of a Get. Kufay shall Get, Harei an Muteres l'chalada. The Tanna Kama says that the main part of the Get is the phrase, you are permitted to marry anyone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'dein dihavi lechi minoi, seifi teiruchin v'get peturin v'gerish v'ukin. Rabbi Yehuda says it must also contain words that clarify that this Get is from me. The Gemara explains that without the words v'dein, this get, and minoy from me, the loshon get is merely a yad she'ena mechiyach. Of course, as the Gemara says in Gittin, amri b'dibur megarsha, v'shtari roya ba'almahu. People might assume that the divorce is accomplished by his oral statement, and the get is merely a document to serve as proof of the divorce. One might assume that another person is divorcing her. Apparently, the machlekes is in the halacha of yadayim she'en mechichis. The Tanna Kama holds Havin Yadayim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Lo Havin Yadayim. And Abaye follows the Tanna Kama, while Rava follows Rabbi Yehuda. However, both Abaye and Rava explain that we cannot compare Gittin to Nadar. Abaye says perhaps both agree with his position that regarding all halachas, Yadayim She'in Mechichos Havin Yadayim. However, only regarding a Get does Rabbi Yehuda hold Lo Havin Yadayim, because the Pasuk states, V'chasav Lo Seva Krisis. He writes a document of separation, which teaches the bein increases, the leka. The get must indicate a clear-cut separation. Rava says Perhaps they both agree with his position that regarding all halachas, yadayim shein mechichis, lo havin yadayim. However, only regarding a get does the Tanna Kamma hold havin yadayim, because as the Ran explains, inyanu mechiach, the circumstances of a get are proof, as the Gemara Gittin says, mukhacha milsa d'bahay gita megarash lo. It's obvious that v'dein, the divorce is only through the get, and ein od megarash as eshes chavera, it's obvious that minoy, he is divorcing her because a person cannot divorce someone else's wife. This discussion continues in the next daf.